So much unhappiness in the news these days. Commentator Peter Freundlich has decided to do something, so he took pen in hand and wrote a letter.
Dear God, you haven't heard from me since you failed to deliver the bicycle I asked for at Christmas time in 1956. I apologize for the things I said. Anyway, I'm talking to you now for the first time in so many decades to ask you a question. Are you following the news at all? If you are you struck by the thing that strikes me? I mean, look what your three peoples of the book are up to. You've got your Jews, the folks you made that pact with back there on Mount Sinai, knocking mud brick buildings down with tanks. Then you've got your Muslims, to whom you sent a prophet of their own, wrapping themselves in explosives before putting on their everyday clothes. And finally, the Catholics, to whom you gave your son, are daily knocked for a loop by news of what some of their priests are alleged to have done. Here's the thing I need help with. Back in Old Testament days, you were pretty famous for what we now call interventions, smitings, transformations into pillars of salt, earth-eradicating floods, and other notable instances of tough love. Now, I am not suggesting a return to those forms of showing your displeasure, but I do think that, under the circumstances, a mild display of annoyance might be in order. The time has come, dear God, for action. Go on Larry King. Do an infomercial. Give us, as people used to say, a sign. Respectfully yours, Peter Freundlich.
Mr. Freundlich lives in New York City.